Mr. Romarius and his friends will be out of business.
At least they won't be using heroin-flavored bananas to finance revolutions.
Don't go back to your hotel, senor. They'll be watching you. There's a plane leaving for Miami in an hour.
I'll be on it, but first I have some unfinished business to attend to. Forgive me.
Why do you always wear that thing?
I have a slight inferiority complex. Where was I? Oh, yes. Shocking.
Oh.
Positively shocking.
Gold finger. He's a houses.
That's nice. Very nice.
Just here?
No, a little lower, darling.
I thought I'd find you in good hands.
Felix! Felix, how are you? Dink, meet Felix Leiter.
Hello.
Felix, say hello to Dink.
Hi, Dink.
Dink, say goodbye to Felix.
Hmm?
Man talk.
Hey, they come back to the base, yeah?
You must be slipping, 007, letting the opposition get that close to you.
They got a lot closer to you in Jamaica, didn't they? Well, what's on your mind? I'm on holiday.
Not anymore, you're not. Signal from London.
Might have known M wouldn't book me into the best hotel in Miami Beach out of your gratitude.
He asked us to keep an eye on him for you.
Or a Goldfinger. Sounds like a French nail varnish.
He's British, but he doesn't sound like it. Big operator, worldwide interests, all apparently quite reputable. Owns one of the finest stud farms in the States.
What's the tie-up with Washington?
He's clean as far as CIA is concerned.
And where do I find him?
That's his pigeon waiting for him now. Goldfinger's been taking him to the cleaners every day for a week.
Morning, Mr. Simmons. Ready for a little game?
Sure, I'm ready. When you're 10 grand in the hole, you're ready for anything.
Could I have my usual seat?
Oh, you and your son, Tam.
That Goldfinger's a fabulous card player.
Same stakes.
Let's double it. $5 a point.
Didn't you say five?
My luck's got to change sometime.
Okay.
I'll get back to the office and cable M you're on the job.
You can fill me in on the rest at dinner.
Fine, I'll call you later.
Four.
So soon?
How many?
7, 12, 18, 32, 44.
Miss?
Hey, would you... That's Mr. Goldfinger's suite.
Yes, I know. You're very sweet.
He just threw the king of clubs. That makes his count 59. He's got a diamond run, 8, 9, 10. He's holding on to the 6 of spades, so I guess he thinks you want it. That last draw was the 8 of hearts. He needs kings and queens.
Who are you?
Bond. James Bond.
Come on. Ah, that's more like it.
What's your name?
Jill.
Jill who?
Jill Masterson.
Tell me, Jill, why does he do it?
He likes to win.
Why do you do it?
He pays me.
Is that all he pays you for?
And for being seen with him.
Just seen?
Just seen.
I'm so glad. You're much too nice to be mixed up in anything like this. And I hear this, Goldfinger. Your luck has just changed. I doubt very much if the Miami Beach police would take kindly to what you're doing. Nod your head if you agree. Nod. Good. Now start losing, Goldfinger. Shall we say, $10,000? No, let's be generous. Let's make it $15,000.
May I, please?
Well, I can see this is really my day. Jen.
Over and out. That should keep him occupied for quite some time.
I'm beginning to like you, Mr. Bond.
No.
Call me James.
More than anyone I've met in a long time, James.
Well, what on earth are we going to do about it?
Yes, what?
I'll tell you at dinner.
Where?
Well, I know the best place in town.
Station WEBS brings you the latest in world news. Washington. At the White House this afternoon, the president said he was entirely satisfied.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hello?
Lighter here.
Oh, Felix.
Well, now.
Look, what's that? Dinner? No, look, I'm sorry. I can't. Something big's come up.
Right.
Well, how about breakfast?
Okay.
Not too early.
I'll call you around 9.
Yes, 9 o'clock will be fine.
So long, James.
Good night, Felix. Oh, it's lost its chill.
Why, you...
There's another in the fridge.
Who needs it?
My dear girl, there are some things that just aren't done. Such as drinking Dom Perignon 53 above a temperature of 38 degrees Fahrenheit. That's as bad as listening to the Beatles without earmuffs.
Now, where is this passion?
Beach 79432. Room 119.
Hello?
Hello, Felix. Get over here right away.
What's up?
The girl's dead.
Dink?
Masterson. Jill Masterson. And she's covered in paint. Gold paint.
She died of skin suffocation. It's been known to happen to cabaret dancers. It's all right so long as you leave a small bare patch at the base of the spine to allow the skin to breathe.
Someone obviously didn't.
And I know who.
This isn't a personal vendetta, 007. It's an assignment like any other. And if you can't treat it as such coldly and objectively, the 008 can replace you.
You've hardly distinguished yourself, have you? You were supposed to observe Mr. Goldfinger, not borrow his girlfriend. Instead of that, Goldfinger goes off to Europe, and it's only by the grace of God, your friend Leiter, and my intervention with the British Embassy in Washington, that you're now in the custody of the Miami Beach Police.
Sir, I'm aware of my shortcomings, but I'm prepared to continue this assignment in the spirit you suggest, if I knew what it was about. Sir,
What do you know about gold, not paying bullion?
I know it when I see it.
Meet me here at 7. Black tie.
What do you know about gold money, Penny?
Oh, the only gold I know about is the kind you wear. You know, on the third finger of your left hand.
Hmm. Well, one of these days, we really must look into that.
Well, what about tonight? You come around for dinner, and I'll cook you a beautiful angel cake.
Well, nothing would give me greater pleasure, but unfortunately, I do have a business appointment.
That's the flimsiest excuse you've ever given me. Ah, well, some girls have all the luck. Who is she, James?
She is me, Miss Moneypenny.
And kindly omit the customary byplay with 007. He's dining with me.
I don't want it to be late.
So there's hope for me yet.
Moneypenny, won't you ever believe me?
We here at the Bank of England, Mr. Bond, are the official depository for gold bullion, just as Fort Knox, Kentucky, is for the United States. We know, of course, the amounts we each hold. We know the amounts deposited in other banks, and we can estimate what is being held for industrial purposes. This enables the two governments to establish, respectively, the true value of the dollar and the pound. Consequently, we are vitally concerned with unauthorized leakages.
I take it you mean smuggling?
Yes. Gold, gentlemen, which can be melted down and recast, is virtually untraceable, which makes it, unlike diamonds, ideal for smuggling, attracting the biggest and most ingenious criminals. Thank you, Bunsell. That'll be all.
Thank you, sir.
Have a little more of this rather disappointing brandy.
Well, what's the matter with it?
I'd say it was a 30-year-old fiend indifferently blended, sir. With an overdose of bon bois.
Colonel Smithers is giving the lecture, sir.
Gentlemen, Mr. Goldfinger has gold bullion on deposit in Zurich, Amsterdam, Caracas, and Hong Kong, worth £20 million. Most of it came from this country.
Well, why move it?
Because the price of gold varies from country to country. If you buy it here at $30 an ounce, you can sell it in, say, Pakistan at $110 and triple your money. Providing, of course, you have the facilities for melting it down.
And has he?
Apart from being a legitimate bullion dealer, Mr. Goldfinger poses... No, that's not quite fair. Is, among his many other interests, a legitimate international jeweler. He's legally entitled to operate modest metallurgical installations. His British one is down in Kent. As yet, we have failed to discover how he transfers his gold overseas. And Lord knows we've tried. If your department can establish that it is done illegally, then the bank can institute proceedings to recover the bulk of his holdings.
I think it's time Mr. Goldfinger and I met. Socially, of course.
I was hoping you'd say that.
It might lead to a business talk. Mr. Goldfinger's kind of business.
I need some sort of bait.
I quite agree. This is the only one we have from the Nazi horde at the bottom of Lake Toplitz in the Salzkammergut. But there are undoubtedly others. Mr. Bond can make whatever use of it he thinks fit. Providing he returns it, of course. It's worth £5,000.
You'll draw it from Kew Branch with the rest of your equipment in the morning.
Of course, sir.
Morning, Kew.
Morning, Dr. Weston. This way, please.
We are busy this morning.
It's not perfected yet.
Where's my Bentley?
Oh, his head is dead, I'm afraid.
But it's never let me down.
M's orders, 007. You'll be using this Aston Martin DB5 with modifications. Now, pay attention, please. Windscreen bulletproof at either side and the rear windows. Revolving number plates naturally. Valid all countries. Here's a nice little transmitting device. Called a Homer. You prime it by pressing that back like this. You see? The smaller model is now standard field issue, to be fitted into the heel of your shoe. Its larger brother is magnetic. Right. To be concealed in the car you're trailing while you keep out of sight. Reception. On the dashboard here. Auto visual, range 150 miles.
Genius, useful too. Allow a man to stop off for a quick one en route.
It has not been perfected out of years of patient research entirely for that purpose, 007. And incidentally, we'd appreciate its return, along with all your other equipment. Intact for once when you return from the field.
Oh, you'd be surprised the amount of wear and tear that goes on out there in the field. Anything else?
Well, I won't keep it for more than an hour or so if you give me your undivided attention. We've installed some rather interesting modifications. You see this arm here? Now open the top and inside are your defense mechanism controls. Smoke screen, oil slick, rear bulletproof screen, and left and right front wing machine guns. Now this one I'm particularly keen about. You see the gear lever here? Now if you take the top off, you'll find a little red button. Whatever you do, don't touch it.
Now, why not?
Because you'll release this section of the roof and engage and fire the passenger ejector seat.
Ejector seat? You're joking.
I never joke about my work, 007.
Ready, Blacking?
Yes, sir. There's an old member dropped by, sir. Same handicap as yours. I wondered if you'd rather play with him.
Where is he?
Mr. Bond.
Yes.
This is Mr. Goldfinger.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You can go straight off. The first tee is clear.
Fine.
I'll get Hawker to caddy for you, Mr. Bond.
Well, that'll be splendid. Shall we make it a shilling a hole?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take some tees.
Yes, of course.
Oh, you must excuse our job, Mr. Bond. He's an admirable manservant, but mute.
He's not a very good caddy. Golf is not yet the national game of Korea, eh?
This meeting is not a coincidence, eh? What's your game, Mr. Bond?
My game?
You didn't come here to play golf. A 1940 smelt from the Weigener foundry at Essen.
Part of a smelt of 600.
They vanished in 1944.
When the Nazis were on the run.
And you have access to more?
Yes, from the same source.
Interesting. Two holes to go.
Yes, and all square.
Then you have no objection to increasing the stakes?
No. What do you have in mind?
The bar of gold you have with you, naturally.
It's worth 5,000 pounds.
Oh, I'll stake the cash equivalent.
Naturally.
Strict rules of golf?
But of course. Bad luck, you're in the rough. Oh, what a pity. Here it is.
No, it's not. He plays a Slazenger one.
Strict rules of golf, Goldfinger. 5 minutes are almost up. The lost ball will cost you stroke and distance.
Ah!
Uh-oh.
I'm still training him as a caddy.
Successfully, too.
Schlesinger number one. Good.
If that's his original ball, I'm Arnold Palmer.
It isn't.
How do you know?
I'm standing on it.
Why, you crafty old...
Leave it.
The ball you found, sir?
Yes, Schlesinger 7. Let's have a little fun with Mr. Goldfinger.
Would you like me to mark it or knock it in?
Mm-hmm.
Play it. This for a half.
That's right.
One to go. That'll be the clincher.
Fine.
Did you switch him, sir?
Uh-huh.
Then we've got him.
If he doesn't notice a switch.
It's your honor, sir.
It's all right.
Out in five.
I have to sink this to half the game, right? Yeah. You win, Goldfinger.
It seems I'm too good for you.
You play a Schlesinger 1, don't you?
Yes, why?
This is a Schlesinger 7. Here's my pinfold hearts. You must have played the wrong ball somewhere on the 18th fairway. We are playing strict rules, so... I'm afraid you'll lose the hole and the match.
She's a beauty. Phantom 337, isn't she?
You are a clever, resourceful man, Mr. Bond.
Why, thank you.
Perhaps too clever. Twice our paths have crossed. Let's leave it at that. I should think our first meeting would have convinced you.
Oh, I see. You're worried about me not giving you a return game.
Both of us know perfectly well what we are talking about, Mr. Bond. But I see that it is necessary to remind you. Our job! Many people have tried to involve themselves in my affairs, unsuccessfully.
Remarkable. But what does the club secretary have to say?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Bond. I own the club. I assume you want the check made out to cash.
That would be perfectly satisfactory.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Oh, I believe this is yours.
Thank you.
Ferries announce the departure of their VF-400 flight to Geneva.
Mr. Bond, that's all right. I've got you booked out on the next flight to Geneva, leaving in half an hour.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right.
You're lucky to be alive.
No thanks to you. You should have pulled over further. Look at them.
A double blowout. I've never seen one of these before.
How could new tires?
A defect of some kind, most likely. Anyway, I'm so glad it's only the car and not you. You don't look like the sort of girl who should be ditched.
Never mind that. Please take me to the nearest garage.
Certainly. By the way, my name is Bond.
As quickly as possible. I'll take that.
Yes, of course. What's your name, by the way?
Soames. Tilly Soames.
Here for the hunting season? I had a case just like that one.
It's for my ice skates.
Lovely sport.
Where do you skate?
St. Moritz.
I didn't know there was ice there this time of the year.
There's a garage. It'll take 24 hours to get new tires. There's a hotel nearby.
Oh, jump in, I'll run you down.
That won't be necessary.
Well, I hate to leave you here alone.
I can take care of myself.
Yes, I'm sure you can. Well, don't forget to write.
Activities.
Now, Mr. Ling, please assure your principals Operation Grand Slam will have my undivided attention. Now, there are certain matters before...
him dead, he killed my sister.
T.M. Tilly Masters. I knew your sister Jill. I know what he did to her in Miami.
No, you don't. Let me go.
If you wanted to kill him, why did you shoot at me?
I didn't. I was shooting at him.
Well, you're a lousy shot. But somebody else around here isn't. Come on.
What's he there?
Quick, get in the car. I'll take care of him. When I tell you.
Good evening, 007.
My name is James Bond.
And members of your curious profession are few in number. You have been recognized. Let's say by one of your opposite numbers, who is also licensed to kill. Oh, that interesting car of yours. I too have a new toy, but considerably more practical. You are looking at an industrial laser, which emits an extraordinary light not to be found in nature. It can project a spot on the moon. Or at closer range, cut through solid metal. I will show you. This is gold, Mr. Bond. All my life I've been in love with its color, its brilliance, its divine heaviness. I welcome any enterprise that will increase my stock, which is considerable.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last. The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. There is nothing you can talk to me about that I don't already know.
You're forgetting one thing. If I fail to report, 008 replaces me.
I trust he will be more successful.
Well, he knows what I know.
You know nothing, Mr. Bond.
Operation Grand Slam, for instance.
You may have overheard, which cannot possibly have any significance to you or anyone in your organization.
Can you afford to take that chance?
You are quite right, Mr. Bond. You are worth more to me alive.
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming. I thought I'd wake up dead.
Tranquilize again. Knockout shot.
I see. Well, I'm delighted to be here. And, by the way, where is here?
35,000 feet, flying southwest over Newfoundland.
Oh, that explains the humming.
The humming means you're in Mr. Goldfinger's Lockheed Jetstar heading for Baltimore. And you're his guest.
I'm honored. I never realized he enjoyed my company that much.
I don't suppose it'll be all fun and games. Miley. Can I do something for you, Mr. Bond?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred. Won't you join me?
Not on duty. I'm Mr. Goldfinger's personal pilot.
You are? And just how personal is that?
I'm a damn good pilot. Period.
Well, that's good news. By the way, where is our host?
He flew on ahead.
Thank you. Oh, yes, to Operation Grand Slam.
This should be a memorable flight.
You can turn off the charm. I'm immune. We'll be landing in Baltimore, our port of entry into the United States, in 55 minutes.
Marley, I would like to arrive more appropriately dressed. Did any of my luggage survive with me? Ah, and my attaché case?
Black attaché case damaged when examined. So sorry.
Apologies quite unnecessary.
Sydney, tell Miley to keep an eye on him. Landing in 20 minutes. Do you want to play it easy or the hard way? And this isn't a tranquilizer.
Now, Pussy, you know a lot more about planes than guns. That's a Smith & Wesson 45. If you fired at this close range, the bullet will pass through me and the fuselage like a blowtorch through butter. The cabin will depressurize and we'll both be sucked into outer space together.
But if that's how you want to enter the United States, you're welcome. As for me, I prefer the easier way.
That's very sensible.
Oh, besides, there's always so much going on around Mr. Goldfinger. Well, I wouldn't dream of not accepting his hospitality.
He'll be very glad to see you, too. You like close shaves, don't you?
Washington, sir, on the green scrambler.
M here.
Lighter, sir.
Lighter.
It's about 007, sir. We picked up his Homer signal. It's monitored into Friendship Airport, Baltimore, where he's just landed.
Baltimore? Oh, nice of him to let us know. Last we heard, he was in Switzerland.
He came in on a private jet, ex-Geneva. Registered to our old friend, Auric Goldfinger.
Well, I'm glad he's making progress.
Yes, sir.
But keep an eye on him for us.
Their flight plan gives Bluegrass Field, Kentucky, as their final destination.
Don't charge in on him and spoil anything, will you? He's evidently well on top at the moment.
We'll be right back.
not unlaid.
Do my Giuseppe, Captain.
Just keep playing it easy. My lie, will you see everything all right in this building?
Of course.
And I'll see you keep driving it soon. They should be. I trained them. Come on.
You're a woman of many parts, Brucey. I believe that the bourbon and branch water is rather splendid here in Kentucky. Well, now that we're both off duty, perhaps... Manners, odd job. I thought you always took your hat off to a lady. You know, he kills little girls like you.
Little boys, too.
Rehearsal went like a dream, Skipper.
Good. You'll get your final briefing tonight. That'll be all for now.
Mr. Bond. Lovely animal, isn't she?
Certainly better bred than the owner.
Show Mr. Bond to his quarters, please.
Maybe we should just drop in on him.
He'll shout if he needs us.
They're all here, Mr. Goldfinger. Huh? Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Kit.
That guy Solo's gonna wear a hole in his shoes.
I'm going to
believe.
Here we go.
Yeah, I
did. Kellerman!
Goldfinger, why weren't we told that New York and the West Coast were in on this?
Look who's talking.
I do not do business with Chicago.
I thought we had a private business deal to settle. Now I find I'm attending our Hood's convention.
Goldfinger, I made a delivery. Where is my money?
I made a delivery, too.
You all made the deliveries we contracted for. And you owe me $1 million.
I owe each of you $1 million. In gold bullion.
So pay.
Gentlemen, you can have the million today. Or 10 millions tomorrow.
Did you say 10 million?
As soon as my bank opens, in the morning.
Banks don't open on Sunday.
My bank will. Ha ha.
What's with that trick pool thing?
There's no cause for alarm, gentlemen.
I don't like being cooped up like this. What's that map doing there?
This is my bank. The gold depository at Fort Knox, gentlemen. In its vaults are $15 billion. The entire gold supply of the United States.
Knock off Fort Knox.
Got a key or something?
Of a kind. There are 35,000 troops stationed around there. 41,000.
And who's going to say boo to them, Goldfinger?
Hey, what's going on here? What is it? Hey.
On the floor, right there.
Climbed Mount Everest, gone to the bottom of the ocean. He has fired rockets to the moon, split the atom, achieved miracles in every field of human endeavor, except crime.
See my time, Goldfinger. The depository is impregnable.
Look, the joint is bomb-proof, electrified, lousy with
machines. Bear with me, please. Fort Knox is a bank, like any other. Larger, better protected, perhaps, but nonetheless, a bank. It can be. I think the expression is blown. My plan is foolproof, gentlemen. I call it Operation Grand Slam.
I have devoted 15 years of my life to it. Every detail has been scrupulously prepared. Every eventuality has been considered. We will operate on a split-second schedule.
Your organization, Mr. Midnight, brought a consignment of these canisters across the Canadian border. They contain Delta 9.
Delta 9?
What's that? An invisible nerve gas, which disperses 15 minutes after inducing complete unconsciousness for 24 hours. Tomorrow at dawn, the flying circus of my personal pilot, Miss Pussy Galore, will spray it into the atmosphere. Once the population, including the military, has been immobilized, my task force, which Mr. Strapp and his people smuggled across the Rio Grande from Mexico, will approach Fort Knox in motorized equipment along Bullion Boulevard, which runs past the depository here and intersects with Gold Vault Road. This fence surrounding the depository, as Mr. Strapp reminded us, is electrified. It will be dynamited. My task force will then move to the main entrance and demolish it.
How, may I ask?
You made that possible, Mr. Solo, by arranging through your considerable influence in shipping circles to bring through customs uninspected a consignment labeled machine parts. All that will then remain is to descend to the vaults, where the bullion is stored.
I've heard enough.
Let him.
If you have no objection, I'll take my money now.
What's the matter, Solo? Too big for you to handle?
Gentlemen, we must respect Mr. Solo's decision. Please excuse me for a few minutes while I take care of him. Make yourselves comfortable.
Well, we've got our hands on the job. How do we get it out?
That's the bit I want to hear.
Pussy. Now, who taught you judo?
The gun you took.
Oh, the guns. The gun, of course. We must have a few fast falls together sometime.
I don't know. It sounds like...
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Strap. So if he's got the right answers, you and me don't even have to be there. The boys can handle everything.
Such a pity you did not choose to remain with the others, Mr. Solo.
However,
Mr. Bond, I thought you were resting in your quarters.
Oh, they are delightful, but it's much too nice to stay indoors. I ran into Miss Galore, and she suggested that we join you.
Mr. Solo, Mr. Bond, another of my distinguished guests.
Hello. Leaving us so soon, Mr. Solo?
Unfortunately, he has a pressing engagement.
Yeah. I'd like to get started, Goldfinger. Boy.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
My plane will get you to New York on time. With your excess luggage.
Allow me.
My chauffeur's an excellent driver. You will be at the airport in a few minutes. Goodbye, Mr. Sorrow. Some other time, perhaps.
Happy landings, old boy.
I found him under the model.
Operation Grand Slam. I did enjoy your briefing. So did I.
Are you blind or something? You missed a turn.
Right, just ahead here somewhere.
Where's this old pal of yours headed?
That'll get you one. It's a drink or a dame. He switched it off.
Why would he do that?
Drive to the farm. It's all we can do.
Right.
Thank you.
You Your share of Operation Grand Slam will make you a very rich woman, my dear.
Why else would I be in it, Mr. Goldfinger?
You retire to England, I suppose?
No, I spotted a little island in the Bahamas. I'll hang up a sign. No trespassing. And go back to nature.
Yes, Kish? Two men in a car with binoculars. Touts looking for racing tips.
There's another possibility, however.
Kish asked Mr. Bond to join us.
We were quite right to spare Mr. Bond's life in Switzerland if those gentlemen are his friends.
Let's convince them he needs no assistance. For their benefit, Pussy, let's make him as happy as possible. I suggest you change into something more suitable.
Certainly. Business before pleasure.
Oh, Mr. Bond, sit down, please. Mint julep? Traditional, but satisfying.
Yes, thanks. Sour mash, but not too sweet, please. You disappoint me, Goldfinger. You know Operation Grand Slam simply won't work. Incidentally, Delta 9 nerve gas is fatal.
You are unusually well-informed, Mr. Bond.
You kill 60,000 people uselessly.
American motorists kill that many every 2 years.
Yes, well, I've worked out a few statistics of my own.
$15 billion in gold bullion weighs 10,500 tons. 60 men would take 12 days to load it onto 200 trucks. Now, at the most, you're going to have 2 hours before the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines move in and make you put it back.
Who mentioned anything about removing it? The julep tight enough for you?
You plan to break into the world's largest bank, but not to steal anything. Why?
Go on, Mr. Bond.
Mr. Ling? The red Chinese agent at the factory? He's a specialist in nuclear fission. But of course, his government's given you a bomb.
I prefer to call it an atomic device. It's small, but particularly dirty.
Cobalt and iodine?
Precisely.
Well, if you explode it in Fort Knox, the entire gold supply of the United States will be radioactive for 57 years.
58, to be exact.
I apologize, Goldfinger. It's an inspired deal. They get what they want. Economic chaos in the West. And the value of your gold increases many times.
I conservatively estimate 10 times.
Brilliant. But the atomic device, as you call it, is already obviously in this country.
Obviously.
But bringing it to Fort Knox, undetected, could be risky. Very risky.
On the contrary, Mr. Bond, the risk is all on your side. If the authorities should attempt to locate it, who knows where it might be exploded, eh? Perhaps the Polaris submarine pens at New London. Cape Kennedy? Near the White House? But we are speculating idly. Operation Grand Slam will be successful.
You will be there to see for yourself.
Too close for comfort, I'm afraid. Forgive me, Mr. Bond, but I must arrange to separate my gold from the late Mr. Solo.
As you said, he had a pressing engagement.
Ah, very chic, Miss Galore. Don't you agree? Please entertain Mr. Bond for me, Pussy. I'll join you both later.
Well, how about it, Hanson? Don't you think it's time we got to know each other socially?
Well, the new Miss Galore. Where do you hide your gold knuckles in this outfit?
Oh, I never carry weapons after business hours.
Yeah? So you're off duty?
I'm completely defenseless.
So am I.
That's my James.
Beautiful place Goldfinger has here.
Yes. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Too bad it all has to end tomorrow morning. He's quite mad, you know. Well, now, what do we have here?
007 seems to have the situation well in hand. Come on, Ambush, let's get back to the motel.
You're quite a girl, Pussy.
I'm strictly the outdoor type.
I'd like to think you're not in all of this caper.
Skip it. I'm not interested. Let's go.
What would it take for you to see things my way?
A lot more than you've got.
How do you know?
I don't want to know.
Isn't it customary to grant the condemned man his last request?
You've asked for this. Get up.
Certainly. Now let's both play.
Wind check, westerly. Champagne leader to champagne section. Commence dive now. Ready for Rockabye Baby. Commence spray on countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 0. campaign leader to Grand Slam Task Force leader. The baby is asleep.
I repeat, the baby is asleep. We're going home now. Out.
Ah! You're exactly what I want you.
arms here.
Let's get moving, Brigadier.
Right, Jack. Move in.
Move in. Commando tactics.
Minimum offensive fire until I signal bomb has been neutralized.
Minimum offensive fire until I signal bomb has been neutralized. Bomb disposal unit to accompany dog.
What kept you?
You okay, James? Where's your butler friend?
Oh, he blew a fuse. Three more ticks and Mr. Goldfinger would have hit the jackpot. Did you get him?
Not yet, but he won't get far.
And Pussy?
She hopped to switch the gas in the canisters. By the way, what made her call Washington?
I must have appealed to her maternal instincts.
Come on, James, get aboard. You can't keep the president waiting.
Special plane, lunch at the White House. How come?
The president wants to thank you personally.
Oh, it was nothing, really.
I know that, but he doesn't.
I suppose I'll be able to get a drink here.
I told the stewardess, liquor for three.
Who are the other two?
Oh, there are no other two.
Goodbye, Felix.
So long, James. Good luck.
Thank you, Brigadier.
Good luck.
I'm glad to have you aboard, Mr. Bond.
Well, congratulations on your promotion, Goldfinger. Are you having lunch at the White House, too?
In 2 hours, I shall be in Cuba. And you have interfered with my plans for the last time, Mr. Bond.
It's very dangerous to fire guns in planes. I even had to warn Pussy about it. By the way, where is she?
I will deal with her later. At the moment, she's where she ought to be, at the controls.
Golden half.
It's no good.
Don't.
Oh.
This is no time to be rescued.